Was ist Zeit?
Woher kommt das Leben?
Wie ist das Universum entstanden?
Hallo, ich bin Carsten Könnecker.
Und ich bin Katharina Menne. Und zusammen gehen wir den großen Fragen der Wissenschaft auf den Grund.
Die großen Fragen der Wissenschaft ist ein Podcast von Spektrum der Wissenschaft und dem Podcast Radio Detektor FM.
Seid mit uns neugierig und folgt dem Podcast in eurer Lieblings-Podcast-App.
Hi, I'm Kate Nash and I'm taking over Pop Filter this week, where I'll be talking about my favorite songs from musicals, which really inspired my new record, Nine Sad Symphonies, and you're going to hear one of those songs now. Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland. This song makes me very, it's very touching, and it's just one of like the all-time maybe best songs ever written, I think. When I hear this, it's so classic, so simple. Again, I think a lot in musicals are about dreaming and having hope and imagining a better place or imagining a different place than you're in. Yeah, there's just so much hope. I think that's why there's a big LGBTQIA+ following to musicals, because a lot of songs are about dreaming of being able to like have what you want and have your dreams come true or be in a different place. And this is just one of probably the best songs I think I've ever heard. And her voice and her vocals are so unique and so of another time. I don't think vocals exist like that anymore.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me.
Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops. That is so beautiful. It's so cute. That's so sweet. And it's sad. It's sad. Why, oh, why can't I? Oh, I love it. I just love it. Yeah, it's kind of tragic, you know?
Oh, why can't I?
Dorothy is in her hometown and there's like, it's like farmland and she has her little dog Toto and there's like kind of a mean older character that like isn't very nice to her and her dog and is always threatening to like take that dog. She's like not happy where she lives. She has dreams over the rainbow. And there's also like, you know, they're in like tornado land and there's a big storm and a big tornado and Dorothy's gets spun away and taken away into this like magical land.
We must be over the rainbow. No, I know we're not in Kansas.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Who, me? I'm not a witch at all. I'm Dorothy Gale from Kansas.
Oh.
Where she meets the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Lion. And they go on this adventure down the yellow brick road and they meet all these munchkins and like a magical fairy. And she's trying to, everybody's trying to find something. So the Scarecrow doesn't have a brain. The Lion doesn't have courage. The Tin Man doesn't have a heart. And like, what is Dorothy looking for? She's trying to get home.
Are you ready now?
Yes. Say goodbye, Toto. Yes, I'm ready now.
Then close your eyes. And tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place.
And these characters that are the Scarecrow and the Tin Man are actually characters from her life too. And she has to get to Oz and she has to ask the wizard, you know, and then at the end of the movie, like, is she, was it all a dream? Was it real? There's like the Wicked Witch, the Good Witch. And I think it's just like these tropes and feelings and fears about life as a young person, maybe about what, like maybe what's over the rainbow, and also having, again, like a big imagination.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Yeah, I think there's that like messaging, I guess, of like appreciating what you have. Because when she comes home, she's so grateful to be home. But then also, it's so important to have adventure in your life. Like, I think there is something about that. We have to leave home to appreciate it. This is Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland from The Wizard of Oz.
Drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the on the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Das hier ist echt ein zeitloser Klassiker. Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow aus The Wizard of Oz. Damit gewinnt sie, und ich denke mal das ganze Filmteam, 1939 sogar einen Oscar für den besten Filmsong. 16 ist sie damals bei den Aufnahmen und der Song, der bleibt bis zu ihrem Tod 1969 fester Teil ihres Lebens. Und dann, ja dann gibt es natürlich auch noch diese sehr bekannte Version des Songs. Das ist Israel Kamakiviolis Over the Rainbow und What a Wonderful World Medley. So um 2011 rum läuft der in Europa im Radio rauf und runter und in ganz, ganz vielen Filmen ever since. Beides richtig tolle Stimmen. Für Kate Nash bleibt aber Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow einer der besten Songs, die jemals geschrieben wurden, sagt sie. Und das ist an der Stelle nicht mal ein Hot Take, glaube ich. Da werden ihr sehr, sehr viele Menschen zustimmen. Das war der letzte Musical-Song, den Kate Nash diese Woche im Popfilter vorstellt. Morgen, da schließt sie die Woche nämlich mit einem ihrer eigenen Songs ab. Ein Song von ihrem aktuellen Album Nine Sad Symphonies, das ganz maßgeblich von alten Hollywood-Klassikern wie Wizard of Oz und Musicals beeinflusst ist. Erzählt euren Musik- und Kate Nash-begeisterten Freunden vom Popfilter und hört auch gerne mal rein in die anderen Folgen mit ihr. Die verlinke ich euch in den Shownotes dieser Folge. Danke euch wie immer fürs Zuhören. Mein Name ist Marie Einter. Bis morgen.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.